Once, maybe.
Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Wida Hargens, and she is the Executive Director for the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce. Good morning to you, Wida.
Good morning, LaVon.
Wida, the annual meeting for the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce is coming up, and I think it's maybe time to get tickets. So let's talk about the annual meeting.
Yes, tickets are available. It is going to be Saturday, January 23rd at the Cass County Community Building. We have a social that starts at 6 o'clock, and then dinner is at 6:30. This year it's being catered by Hy-Vee. Tickets are $25 a person, or you can purchase a table for $200. And if you purchase a table, your organization or business will be highlighted on that table as well as on our slideshow. I'm really looking forward to the annual dinner. I really enjoy it because it gives us an opportunity to really recognize our membership, recognize all the wonderful volunteers that help us out through all the year, throughout the whole year for the community awards. And it's a good time to kind of reflect on what we have accomplished and what we're going to accomplish in the new year. So it's kind of exciting for me because I'm a planner, so I like to lay it all out there.
And the new officers will be introduced. And usually, as I recall, the new president has some goals set out, so that's a part of looking ahead.
Yes, absolutely. The new officers will be introduced. We have three new officers. Our outgoing officers are also recognized. And we'll talk about some of our newer exciting things that we have coming up in 2016. And we have something very exciting that I'm not going to talk too much about, but it's Explore, Discover, and Share. And it's a program we're going to do to help raise community awareness.
Okay, so you have to come to the banquet to see the unfolding of that announcement. Now, may people come that are not members of the chamber?
Absolutely. It's open to the entire community, and we really encourage everyone to come because it's really valuable for our chamber members, but it's just good. The more our chamber membership grows, the more we can put back into the community. We're business-based, community-minded. So if you're just a community member and you're investing in the community, it's fun to learn about what we have going on.
And that leads me to the next question is, or what is the criteria? What do you have to be a member? Are there some guidelines? Are there some rules?
The rules are, well, I'm just kidding. There's not any really rules. The membership is a paid membership, so you have to make a membership investment. And we, several years ago, changed our membership from employee count to tiered dues. So your membership investment is really going towards the benefits that you're receiving. And those, we have a Get Connected level that starts at $250, and then it goes all the way up to our $5,000 members. We have a few community investors that are $5,000 members, but there's anywhere in between there. And you're really paying for the benefits that you receive as a chamber member. Some of the highlights of those would be you're listed on our new website, you have a listing in our community guide, and there's a lot of other benefits as well, but just those two benefits alone pay for themselves very quickly with your investment. Take, for example, you're a $550 member. That's $10 a week to have that online exposure and to be in the community guide and also to receive all the other benefits. And you're really investing, when you're investing into the chamber membership, you're investing back into your business and you're investing back into the community.
Now, you've talked mostly related to businesses, but what about if somebody just wants to be a supporter of the community? What if they don't live in Atlantic? You know, are there people who live outside of Cass County who are members? You know, what about those folks that maybe don't have a business?
Absolutely. We are the Atlantic Area Chamber, so we have a lot of members outside of Atlantic, a lot of members in Cass County, and a lot of members just in the general area. We have some members that don't even live in Atlantic anymore that maybe have retired other places, and we have an associate membership, which is meant for retirees for the most part, and it's a $125 membership. And what that pays for is it goes right back into the organization, it goes right back out into the community to help us have these community events and the different programs that we have.
And I think that, of course, anybody can go to the website, but I know if you're a member, whether it's business or non-business, you get those notices, the news on a regular basis.
Yeah, that is another benefit. We do a monthly newsletter that tells you what's going on, what's coming up, a little more details. If we have community awards like this, that gives you the opportunity to nominate. It's really some insight into the chamber and what we have going on. And we list a lot of our volunteer opportunities through that as well. If you are someone that wants to get involved that way, you can always find those in the newsletter.
Okay. Now, you sort of mentioned in passing the new website, and I know it takes a while to get that all ironed out, but who is putting that together? Who belongs to that website?
The website has been almost a year-long project now. It was a collaboration between the City of Atlantic, Cass County, the county, so Board of Supervisors, Cass Atlantic Development Corporation in the Chamber, and Parks and Rec, the City of Atlantic Parks and Rec also has a page on that. So it's a massive website. I was really happy with how it turned out. It was great to have the collaboration and have that website a one-stop shop, but it was also great because it built a lot of good relationships between those four entities as we were doing it. So if you want to learn about Atlantic or Cass County or any of the other towns in Cass County, all you have to do is go to AtlanticIowa.com and you'll find everything you need, whether you want to find a utility or see what's going on in Lewis. It's all right there on one website.
Lots of information there, and I think that was a great move. Rather than having to search through and put in various things, you put in Atlantic Iowa and all that comes up. You've mentioned a couple of those, but I especially want to talk about the parks, because I think most people do not realize how many parks there are in Cass County.
I don't think people realize it. I didn't realize it till just last week. I was talking with Laura Canning, the conservationist, and she told me there's 15 parks in Cass County. And I was like, what? That's a lot of parks. And that is one reason why we're doing this Explore, Discover, Share initiative this year, is because people need to be more aware of what's in their community. And you have newcomers like me. I don't know if I'm considered a newcomer after 2 years.
Yeah, I think you're still kind of on the edge of newcomer.
But there's so many opportunities right here in our county that people don't necessarily know about. And you can find those on the website. You can find them on the parks page. This new initiative will help highlight all those opportunities. And, I mean, not just recreation, things but that businesses offer, just all the wonderful things about our community that are sometimes overlooked.
And just as an example, not about parks necessarily, but I still get calls occasionally wanting, because of my past association with bed and breakfast, they call and they want to know, where can I stay? And so my first question to them is, have you gone to the website? Because those are listed there.
Mm-hmm. The website has a great business directory. It's not just chamber members. It's all of Cass County businesses that have submitted their information, so you can really find anything you need, and you can look it up by category. So if you're someone from out of town and you want to find someplace to stay, you can look it up by hotels or lodging. If you're someone in the community and you're looking for a new insurance agent, let's say, you can just look up insurance, and it's going to give you all the different people that we have available in the community. So it's a really great website. I think it's very user-friendly. It kind of has everything you need.
But, again, in passing, you said, depends on who has submitted. And that just reminds me that another item on the website are events in mm-hmm. the county. There are so many events that go on that are not on the website. Because?
They're not on the website because they haven't been submitted. On the website, there is a community events page, and there is submit your own event. So if you are an organization in Atlantic, Anita, anywhere in the area, anywhere in Cass County, and you have an event and you want the public to know about it, you can submit your own event, and then that comes to the chamber office and we approve it, and then it's out there. It's very helpful to us if people put their information on there, because the chamber is definitely a resource. People call us very often for multiple things, and if someone asks me about an event in another community or just in Atlantic that I don't know about, the first thing I do is go to the website. And if it's there, I can say, oh yeah, all the information's here. And I can either give you that information or I can direct you to that page and you can find the information yourself. So I really encourage businesses, nonprofits, just any organization that has an event that's open to the public to put that on our website, because people use our website.
We have to remind ourselves and take that responsibility. I think sometimes we expect that automatically it's going to appear or you're going to do all that. Your staff knows a lot, but you can't know all of the things that are going on all over in the community. So take responsibility and step up and go to the website.
Yeah, 2016, take responsibility. I mean, I appreciate it. We really try to know as much as we can, but there's a lot. We're fortunate there is a lot going on in our community. For us to know everything is hard.
Right. So annual banquet coming right up. Get your tickets, and that is January
23rd.
Okay, at the Cass County Community Center. And even if you're not a member, come and see what's going on in the community. Thank you very much, William Hargens, for visiting with us this morning, Executive Director for the Cass, for the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce. So until next time, here's a thought from Henry Ford. Coming together is a beginning. Keeping together is progress. Working together is success.
That's true.